It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
Well, that's all very upbeat. You must be on your stumble upon thing again.
Oh, awesome. It's very uplifting. Jolene, Jolene! Don't take my man. I like this song.
Dolly Parton.
Yes. Miley Cyrus does a version of this. This is very good.
I've not heard. I don't spend a lot of time listening to Miley Cyrus.
What is this again? This is the
Me First and the Gimme Gimmes.
Me First and the Gimme Gimmes.
You said they were a Japanese band.
Maybe not.
I thought they were just a punk band, but they could be. They could be both.
Okay.
I'm looking it up.
So, do you read the Denver Stiffs at all?
No, because it's one. I'm not a huge basketball fan, and two, it's not basketball season, so I don't really pay attention to what they're
doing.
Close
to basketball season.
We just ended the basketball season like 4 days ago, and
that's
now they're
the
going to be
women's basketball season.
No, but I mean, seriously. I mean, seriously, the NBA championship just ended. I'm not kidding. Like a month and a half ago, and they go back to camp next week or something. They get like 2 months off. They get less time off than
so
school
Denver
kids.
Denver Stiffs was saying just about this, though. They said that, why is no one giving any publicity or press to the Nuggets right now?
Because they have no chance of winning a championship, and no
Nuggets.
One cares.
Nuggets.
They seem to think they're pretty good.
Okay. They'll be fine. They'll get a seven seed.
I think they'll get more than that. I think they'll end in the first top half.
Have you? Okay. I'm so tired of fighting with just the idiocy of Denver fans.
I'm not. What? Did you just call me an idiot?
I said idiocy. You're not an idiot, but sometimes you say idiot things. Like, the Denver Nuggets are going to finish in the top half of the Western Conference.
I think they will.
Have you been watching what has been happening in
the
Western Conference?
Yes, I did.
Okay. All
you
right.
What,
and
you
still
saw,
think.
Do you know what I saw happen?
Everyone got better.
Sacramento didn't get better, and I don't think Portland got that much better.
Portland got better.
And Houston, I mean, didn't get that much better.
Oh, come on.
I don't think they did. Okay. Listen, if you have two guys that really, 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 really need to have the basketball, it makes it very hard to share the basketball.
I heard the same thing about Golden State. And they
Chris Paul is a point guard, and James Harden left Oklahoma City because he wasn't getting the ball enough.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, I don't think you can compare the two.
They're not going to take the ball out of Harden's hands. They're going to let Chris Paul do what he does as a point guard, and that's set up, get a pass, and shoot. Chris Paul can make his own shots.
Yeah, because he needs the ball.
But then you get him the ball. James Harden is a very good passer. Doesn't play good defense, but he's a very good passer.
Okay, I just don't know how that's going to work. I don't believe that's going to work as well. I think Gary Harris is going to be a star in this league.
Okay.
I think Djokovic, they're already called. Do you know what Djokovic's odds of winning the MVP are? Odds of winning
higher than they should
be. Odds of winning the MVP are what odds do you think for Nikola Djokic?
What I would give him, or what Gimme the Stiffs
the current
are?
The current odds right now in Vegas on him winning MVP.
They should be like 8%, 6%.
Something to one.
Oh. Well, they should be about 1,000,000 to 1. But I guess they probably have him, 80 to 1?
40 to 1.
Too high, man. Too high. He may not be the best player on his team.
I hope so, because he looked great last year, and if he's not the best player on the team, that means either Gary Harris or Paul Millsap is tearing it up.
Yeah, or he may have a sophomore slump or junior slump, whatever year he's in. He may have a slump.
I think that passing doesn't take a day off.
No. No, you could still see shooting does sometimes.
Yeah, but, you know, he's not – I mean, he shoots it, but he's not a huge volume three-point guy. I mean, he can hit that shot.
No,
but
he's not.
But he's more of his game is, because his game is really below the rim, even though he's 7'2", is that, you know, he can still get injured and it won't really affect his game. There's guys that play above the rim, and then there's guys that still kind of play below the rim.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a below the rim game, I mean, you can still dunk it. I mean, jumping like how I would jump, you know, 2 feet, 2 inches off the ground. But you're going to be susceptible. You're not going to be as susceptible to injuries as someone who's a high flyer.
No, that's true.
That's what makes Vince Carter such a remarkable basketball player, is because he's played until he's 40 above the rim.
Yeah, Vince Carter's a Hall of Famer. He's great.
Should be. I think. Yeah.
Jokic, if we're lucky, Jokic turns out to be Dirk Nowitzki.
I'll be fine with Dirk Nowitzki.
I would be too, but he's a season in. Everybody tap the brakes. Just step back for a second and realistically look at the NBA, the way it is structured right now, and the Nuggets on paper are a 7-8 seed. On paper, they are.
I think they're going to be better than that.
They might be.
I feel like they're also going to – I think they're also going to – people still I'm telling you that the Nuggets are really in play for Kyrie Irving. Okay. I'm just telling you that the Nuggets
that would be great.
Are in play
and
for Kyrie Irving.
If they get Kyrie Irving, then I will agree. The Nuggets are maybe a 5 seed, 4 at best.
If they have Kyrie Irving and Gary Harris
and
Nikola Jokic and Paul Millsap and put whomever else you want to in that, Wilson Chandler or Jamal Murray, that's a fantastic team.
They can score a lot of points. They don't play defense at all, but they can score
Millsap
a lot of points.
Millsap plays defense.
Well, that's one. That's one. Now get the other 4. Kyrie doesn't. Kyrie does not play defense. We saw that. And I'm not sure
Gary Harris plays a little defense.
A little.
Jokic does not play defense.
Nope. No, he doesn't. But to his credit, at least he doesn't take off down the other end of the court when someone shoots the ball.
I miss JaVale McGee. I miss JaVale.
I do too. But JaVale McGee needed a team that already had all the he's a cog. He needed a team where all the other players were.
No, he needed a team where they actually had some like
other really good players.
Psychiatrists around him. I really believe that one time when I was much younger, I got invited to a Chopper Travellini dinner one time.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone got a nugget. And at our nugget, at our table was Brian Williams, later to become Bison Dele.
Yeah.
And that that guy had some mental problems. Acknowledged. I mean, like, you know.
Sure.
Yeah. Serious needing medical problems. Medican.
Medicine from Mexico.
Yes.
Medican.
Yeah,
it's,
that's
it's
no, that's
cheaper,
that's
but.
Anything that comes from a pharmacy here.
Medican.
Yes. So he was on meds, like on meds, and he eventually, you know, was murdered. And
yeah.
Okay. Just being around JaVale McGee, what little I was, he kind of had a little bit of that same vibe, more childish.
Yeah. Okay.
But definitely felt like mentally.
Unfocused.
Asperger's, maybe.
Oh, I don't. I wouldn't even begin.
I mean, I don't want to. I don't want to claim anything. It just felt to me like he was young. I mean, his mom was with him the whole time.
He was young.
Well, 22, 23.
Dude, that's young.
Listen, it felt younger.
Okay.
It felt like 14.
Okay. Well, maybe he just didn't mature.
Just a big boy.
He's just unfocused. I mean, I don't know. I liked JaVale McGee. I knew he was never going to make it with the Nuggets because they needed other parts that they could depend on more. And you just couldn't depend on JaVale McGee with his team when he was here to do consistently the things you needed his position to do night in and
yes.
night out.
No, I mean, but listen, Jokic does things that no other center. I mean, he's better than Porzingis. You know, when you...
Yeah, probably.
I mean, he...
Does it matter, though? I mean, because Porzingis has to go through one team. The Nuggets have to go
through
6 or 7
teams.
Well, when
Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins say to their media in the offseason that they hope to be more like Nurkic and Jokic were together.
Sure.
That's how they hope to play like.
And that's fine.
I think that tells you something very much about what Nikola Jokic brings to the table that's not normal.
But it still doesn't matter.
He's an abnormal player.
Even if you get to the 5th seed or the 4th seed, you're out in the second round, and you still
never
snip.
You get to the 4th seed, and you never know what happens. You get at least you get a home series. The Nuggets.
You win the one series, maybe,
Yeah.
Probably should.
Yeah, but there's a lot of good teams.
But then you've got to go play Houston or San Antonio or Golden State.
Okay.
And that, and you're just saying, okay, like that doesn't matter.
Bring it on.
Oh, come on. Pollyanna, what is wrong with you?
It's the same thing that happened when Golden State came here when we were the 2 seed and they were the 7th, man.
They were
better. Miracles happen.
That wasn't a miracle.
Miracles.
It wasn't a miracle. They were just better.
Miracles happen.
Oh, Jesus.
Fatality.